The concrete camp is huddled against the mountainside. There are 12 families here, crowded together, as many as 10 people to each small room. This is a world of breeze block walls, windows without glass, and relentless cold. I'm standing here now next to a makeshift fire, and there's a group of about 6 children, and they're tearing up bits of cardboard, some twigs that they've gathered from the mountainside, and trying to warm themselves because it is so cold here now. There's a mist coming down off the mountains, and with it this chill that gets right inside you. Most of the children here are very lightly dressed, and you can see them shivering. You see their faces really bunched up in the cold. And we've been asking them about what it was like to flee Syria. This girl told me of the terror of avoiding military checkpoints. A boy, his name is Moeed, and he's 12 years of age, and he just came up to me and said, I want to show you some photographs. And the photographs of his home. And picture after picture is him standing in this garden full of beautiful flowers in full bloom. And then I said to him, what's happened to your house? He said the house was hit by a shell and blown up, and the garden too has been destroyed. And that's just one of the tens of thousands of stories of the Syrian war. A child remembering flowers. Across the valley, Amar is preparing dinner. She's small in stature and looks far too young to have 5 children. She left Homs several months ago. Her husband stayed behind to look after elderly parents. The striking thing is, they're insisting that I sit and join them. These people have next to nothing, but the hospitality, the generosity, they just won't hear of me stepping outside while they eat. The children are aged from 4 to 14, 3 girls and a boy. Their clothes are old but clean. Their hair is neatly combed. Every day, Amar does several hours of schoolwork with them. Amar is now putting the children to bed, and I'm standing next to the door. It's a really flimsy wooden door, and you can feel the wind pushing in and just fills the atmosphere with this deadening cold. Children are coughing, and everybody I notice in this little room goes to bed fully clothed. What really strikes you with these people is that not too long ago, they had jobs, they had houses, they had schools. Now, they have none of those things. And they realize that it's going to be a long time before they see their home again.